Hi, have the pleasure to speak with. Hello, have the pleasure to speak with Brendan Holmes.
This is.
Hi, Brendan. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. I'm not telling you anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
No? Okay. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Now, in this case, are you 18 years old or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes and yes.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What is the chances you will vote in November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably
100%.
Vote? 100% sure. Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. And what is your age?
55.
Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you? White, Caucasian, Hispanic, Latino, Black, African American, Asian American, Pacific Islander, Native American, Alaska Native, or American Indian, or another one?
Caucasian,
okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and the other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10,
okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of select officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. For example, Gerard Brown as senator, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Oh, if you're going to ask me about specific people, I know very little about anybody that's in office right now.
Oh, okay, not a problem at all. Let me mark that down in here. And for example, Joe Biden as president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove, okay. For example, Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
Strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And last, Donald Trump as former president, strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or you don't know?
Oh, no, he's an idiot. I disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person of institution, sorry, or are you not familiar with them, just let me know that, okay? For example, Derek Marin, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable,
never
or
heard.
Never heard.
Never heard.
Thank you. And Republicans in Congress, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, or never heard.
Did you actually say a specific name, or did you say Republicans?
Republicans in Congress, yes.
No, I can't stand that party.
Okay.
Can't send either party if you want.
Okay. Thank you. Not a problem at all. First Energy, very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, never heard, or you don't know?
Who?
First Energy.
Oh, First Energy. That's my power company. So what I guess I'm favorable.
Okay, wonderful. And Donald Trump?
Nope. Don't like him.
No. Don't like him. Okay. Joe Biden?
Nope. Don't like him.
Don't like him. Marcy Kaptur?
Nope. Don't like her.
Don't like her. Okay. Democrats in Congress?
Nope. Can't stand that party either.
Okay. Not a problem at all. Let's go ahead and continue. If the elections of U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Neither. I'm an independent.
Neither? Okay. Excellent. And if the elections of president were held today, for whom will you vote? Independent John F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
I don't know if I would vote for Kennedy Jr., but I would. It's not going to be one of the major parties.
Okay. Excellent. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down in here. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Neither.
Neither.
I would either leave it blank or write in.
Okay. Let me mark that down in here. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidate were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom will you vote?
I don't know either of them.
Okay. Not a problem at all. Let me mark that down in here. And if the elections of U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Murray?
I know Marcy, and I would not vote for her. I don't know the other candidate.
Okay.
So it would either be an independent or a write-in.
Independent. Okay, excellent. Let me mark that down in here. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
No chance. Okay. Excellent. And is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Murray, or would you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Republican Derek Murray?
I don't know enough, so I would say the chances are not good.
Okay, not a problem at all. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur? Somewhat less likely to... Yes?
I would never vote for her in the first place. She needs to go.
Okay, she needs to go. Okay, not a problem at all. Okay. Excellent. Let me mark that down in here. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Murray. And after each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no differences at all. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or if you don't think it's true, please say so, okay? Now, after taking money for First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in the state of history, Derek Murray was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof, and as we put the bill for corruption, you will say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference at all, more likely, not true, or you refuse, or you don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Not sure. Okay, not sure. Okay, perfect. And as a landlord who has received over 100,000 in contributions for real estate special interest, Derek Murray wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties. leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies will save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas, so that will be much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, or you don't know?
If it's true, it's less likely.
Less likely. Okay. And, for example, in the state legislature, Derek Mervin support anti-union laws that drives down waves for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Mervin will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would you say much less likely? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely? Not true? Or you don't know?
If true, it would make me less likely.
Less likely. Okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Mervin sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' office. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, and the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in healing themselves rather than looking out for us. You will say much less likely. Somewhat likely. Much less likely. Okay. Derek Mervin wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravate avertation murder. Mervin Bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison, and also could even find them punishable by death. Mervin's bill will also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. You will say much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, or you don't know.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. Okay. And nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouse to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfer, but Derek Mervin vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to their jobs to get works compensation, Mervin even vote no on that. So you will say it much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, not true, or don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. Okay. Perfect. We're almost finished. And based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Mervin, or would you still vote for Mervin? Sorry.
Oh, no, I'm not voting either of the major parties. It'll be an independent candidate all the way around.
Okay, already marked that down in here. Thank you. And sometimes over the course of service, people change their minds. So I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Katter or Republican Derek Mervin?
Neither.
Okay.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank you for that. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Mervin?
The primary reason is because both major parties need to get some free fresh thinkers in here.
Let me mark that down in here. Major parties have parties have to go over, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Let me mark that down in here. And what is the last year of schooling what you have completed? First through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but not degree, associate degree, bachelor degree, or 4 years college graduate from school and or advanced degree, sorry?
Associate.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent for sure.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important.
Not at all. No.
Okay. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Republican Joe Biden or Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Neither.
Okay. Perfect. So this includes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, and I hope you have a really good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Stay safe, okay?
Yep. Bye.
Bye.